we do have under item 8 a petition from the Feminist Library and Gail Chester. Gail, are you here? Hello again. Do you want to present this? And I've got it here, but do you want to come and talk to us at all?
I'd like to very much. Okay. All right.
Hello, Gail. You've got 5 minutes to address us. I think you presented a petition or similar petition to us at Council Assembly, but that was on an informal basis, and so today at this meeting you're presenting a petition formally to us. So over to you. As I say, you've got up to 5 minutes. If you press the button on the right, and you're on.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to actually talk to you about what's been going on. There's now our petition has been signed by over 15,000 people requesting you to work with us to find a resolution to the current danger of us being evicted. The petition... I should also say that I'm being accompanied here this afternoon by a couple of members of the management group and other volunteers who are local residents, local Southwark residents. So any of us should be able to answer any questions that you've got. The petition that all these people have signed asked you to withdraw your notice to evict us on the 1st of March, which was the first day of Women's History Month, appropriately enough or not, to enter into negotiations with the Feminist Library to gradually implement the proposed threefold rent increase and to work with the Feminist Library to keep it open as a community space in line with the aims of your voluntary sector strategy, which you announced and supported on the 10th of February. Although the Council has now extended the date by which they aim to evict us until the 30th of April, we nevertheless submit that this is an unreasonably short time limit, and we would like the Council to make sure that we can find a solution that adequately meets our requirements, even if this takes a bit longer. We have been very pleased to have a couple of meetings with Fiona Colley and some officers, but so far, although maybe some of those offers are possibilities, it's been very general. We haven't had any details of whether they are going to be suitable or not. So in terms of viewing options and so on, even doing that by the 30th of April is going to be difficult. We're asking for a six-month extension because we feel that you also need to appreciate that we're in this very stressful situation and that we're a volunteer-run organisation and that we do need this appropriate time to make a well-considered decision and not be forced into taking something that is not going to be in our long-term interests. And we have been trying to negotiate with you since we were first told about this change, a vast increase in our rent on the 22nd of December. Although we do appreciate that you've extended the deadline, your initial communications to us were less than entirely supportive, shall we say. So we are proposing that we would be willing to pay a contribution to the rent of £500 a month on top of the service charge that we're already paying for a period of 6 months. Beyond the 30th of April. We're confident that this would give us enough time to secure additional funding as well as to find a new home. We do need, as you understand, to find somewhere that's secure in the long term, and therefore we do need a reasonable amount of time to allow us to do that. We feel that working towards a mutually satisfactory agreement with the Council would be beneficial to both parties, and that this is an excellent opportunity for Southwark to celebrate and promote the unique and internationally recognised resource that is the Feminist Library. you know, we've already explained to you about our 7,000 books, 1,500 periodical titles from around the world, pamphlets, ephemera, and so on. We do understand your problems, but we feel that you, as a local authority, you do not only have a financial duty to your residents, but also an obligation to abide by the local development strategies which you set out for the good of your population. So that, for example, the new Southwark plan says that you want to introduce policies to improve places by enhancing local distinctiveness and protecting your heritage assets. And on the 10th of February, this very cabinet meeting approved a report which highlights the need for a thriving voluntary and community sector that mobilises community action and, amongst other things, makes spaces available. So we have been expanding our local activities, and we're working with Community Action Southwark to help us further. And, you know, we understand that the council has its priorities to serve the local area, but we feel that we're actually already doing this in terms of, you know, working with, for example, mental health, local women's mental health groups. And, in fact, we've also, only this weekend, at the Wild Festival, which was in your very own borough, we met some people from Solus Women's Aid, which has a big branch in Southwark, and we were looking at possibilities for how to, you know, engage them with the library and provide, you know, reading groups or space for them to come and relax at the library. Basically, our story has caught the imagination of numerous media outlets, from our very own Southwark News to the national press, as well as we have garnered much support from well-known individuals and, as I say, members of the local community. So we want to point out that Southwark Council has the opportunity here to demonstrate that it does listen to its residents and to people who work in the borough. And we'd like to ask you to work with us to ensure that you keep a valuable resource as well as a cultural, a community and heritage asset in the borough for the good of the borough and your reputation and the people of Southwark and the future.
Thank you very much indeed, Gail, for that. Fiona.
Thank you, Gail. Thank you for coming. I'm struck by, firstly, recognising the value of the Feminist Library and the enormous success of your campaign and immense response to your petition over a very short period of time. And I want to be clear that Southwark Council does indeed recognise the value of the Feminist Library, both locally and indeed beyond, far beyond Southwark as a borough. I also think it's important to be clear that the Feminist Library is not in rent arrears, that you're not in that position. You've been paying your service charge, you've never signed up to pay any rent, and that's not the position that the library is in, unlike some other organisations that have been evicted by the council. That's not the situation, but you do have a tenancy at will, and you're paying your service charges. But as we have reflected on, you've mentioned, you're not currently paying market rent, which is council's policy for all voluntary sector organisations, as well as our commercial tenants, and it is at a time when the council is in desperate need to maximise our income to support our public services in the borough. Now, I first came across the Feminist Library, I think I talked to you about this when I came to visit a couple of weeks back in 2003, when the library was having a rent crisis at the time, and we sort of reflected back that the library has had a succession of these situations in its current premises. And my view is that I'm very keen that we don't see a short-term fix this time that perhaps takes away the immediate crisis but brings us back into crisis in 2-3 years' time. And I'm really interested that we spend this time, this period, in finding a long-term sustainable solution for the library and not that quick political fix that I think you've seen in the past. And my view on that is that the reality is that 5A Westminster Bridge Road is probably not going to be the solution long term, and I'm supportive of the aims of your campaign that you launched a year ago to find a new permanent and secure home for the library, and I think that's something that we can work productively on together, as indeed we have done at our two meetings that we've had so far, most recently yesterday. So I think we've done well in those 30 meetings and so on to have some discussions about how we might achieve that goal. We've started to provide some information about other council properties that might be suitable, although I know you're also exploring other options beyond Southwark Council's portfolio of properties. And the steps that we agreed yesterday were that we would arrange a tour of some of those premises in the council's ownership, and you will continue to also explore other options that are looking like possibilities for you. But I do recognise the points you've made about the time periods and about the realism of that time period, that 30th April is not a realistic time frame. And I was also struck yesterday when we spoke about the point that you are all volunteers and limited in time that you can give to this because you have other jobs to do and your lives to deal with. And I think the Feminist Lobby doesn't have any long-term permanent members of staff, just today you've got somebody part-time doing a bit of office work, but not really to deal with this. So taking on board your suggestion, I want to make a slightly different offer, and I don't expect an immediate answer to this, because I know you'll need to go back and discuss it with your management board, and that is that the council is willing to extend by 6 months, that deadline. But what I don't want you to do is pay any extra rent for that period, because what I would like you to do with that money instead is to employ somebody to help you with your premises search. I think you've got an immense challenge to find alternative premises and to make that move happen. I haven't visited, I can see that. And rather than paying us a bit of extra money, I would actually rather you went away and used that money for some independent professional advice to help you with that search and with ensuring that you do find that secure permanent premises for your organisation. And I think that would be a better way forward. So I appreciate I've dumped that suggestion on you right now. And I think we want to be clear as well that 6 months is, that's it, that's the 6 months. We're not going to be coming back here in 5 months' time. But I hope you might see that as being something you can work with and something that makes that 6 months more realistic as well.
Okay, any other comments for Chris? That was a pretty kind of comprehensive response, in a way, to your petition. Because given what the petition is asking for, I think that's kind of response to the points. Is it, so I'm clear, is it 6 months beyond April 30th?
Can I just, just for clarification purposes, obviously, we are going to do everything we humanly can to get out by then. But even if once we find the premises, moving a library, that is in itself a very complicated business. I'm sure that your experts can tell you that. Let's say we find somewhere, let's hope we do find somewhere within 6 months, but it may actually not physically be possible for us to move within that 6 months because, they might need to make, building adjustments and so on. I'm just saying, I think we would certainly, obviously I do need to discuss it with everybody. But, I think obviously we're grateful that you're suggesting that extension of 6 months, but I just feel like we might need to come back to you and say, look, we've made this tremendously good progress, we've been working really hard, as you say, we're all volunteers, but, the place that we're moving to, they've got to get their floors reinforced. I don't know, these kind of things.
I don't think you can go for every possible scenario now, but I do think that's particularly why I'm suggesting, in terms of the time frame, because I do worry about whether 6 months will be longer, that is particularly why I'm suggesting don't pay sex rent, use that money to get that professional advice, employ somebody to help you with this, because actually I think that's what you need. Is that extra help? If it comes back to practicalities, it's going to take a few extra weeks to move. I'm sure we can talk about that at the time, but I don't want to be back here in 5 months' time, so we still haven't found anywhere.
Okay, I'm going to just ask Ian to say something quickly as well, because he's got responsibility for libraries in Southwark.
Right.
Thank you, Chair.
And I say it's a deja vu for me because I dealt with the Feminist Library and even before Fiatnet, so it does go back some years, as was indicated. Under my portfolio at the moment, I have responsibility for libraries, and we have got a track record of opening new libraries. We've got some more in the pipeline and sort of moving libraries here, there and everywhere. So we have that inbuilt experience within the council, and quite gladly we'll lend that to you in terms of, you know, ensuring the collection's in good order and it can be moved and transported to the premises, as you quite rightly say, until we know where that is and you know, how it's structured, etc. There may be necessary works that way, but certainly we can give you the benefit of our professional advice and knowledge in that process without charge.
Right, well that would be a very kind offer. I mean, are we, sorry again to be really blunt about this, but are we talking about you paying for the removal lorries or,
We're not making that commitment at this meeting, at this time, Gail. I think keep the lines of communication open, I think is the thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, sure.
I'm just kind of interested in general in what you were saying about market rent for voluntary sector organisations. And I was quite interested in, I mean, we don't necessarily have to address this in this meeting, but I wanted to put this out there. The situation with the building that we're in was set up in the 1980s to house community organisations who are working in anti-racist capacity. And I was wondering to what extent, I mean, given the commitment that you've laid out in the voluntary sector strategy, to what extent do you actually provide specific kind of help and support in terms of physical buildings, and is 5 Westminster Bridge Road, is that the end of this as a community sector building? Will it just be commercial organisations?
In terms of our policy on that, our policy around voluntary sector premises is that while we are a landlord, we charge market rent, but that we provide a series of grant programmes which organisations can bid into us for. I think that's an important distinction because it's important that to note that not every voluntary sector group in this borough rents from the council, and that whether or not we want to provide support to an organisation is not dependent on whether or not they are a tenant of ours. So our grants programmes are open to all voluntary sector organisations that meet our priorities and not limited to those who happen to be our tenants. So that's the way we work it. We charge market rent, and if we want to financially support an organisation, we do that through our grants programme, regardless of whether they are a tenant or not. With regard to this specific building, as I understand it, we inherited it from the GLC with a 25-year covenant on that useful and that expired some years ago now. And in terms of our policies on property, we need to be generating income to support the council's public service delivery at an extraordinarily difficult financial time for the council, where we've had to make cuts to a range of vital public services and where we really need to be protecting those.
But then I would say that hugely disadvantages people like Garweg, the Ghana welfare group, who have been evicted from 5 Westminster Bridge Road, because people who don't have the knowledge, the capacity, the volunteers, the time, the expertise to make the grant applications, which is in itself a very difficult and time-consuming and specialist area, that's really just putting them at a disadvantage.
I was just going to say, to kind of wrap this up, I mean, there are organisations like Community Action Southwark who you are working with who offer help and support to all organisations, voluntary organisations across the borough, in terms of making funding applications. So a group which is doing valuable work will always find support amongst umbrella organisations across Southwark. And many small organisations do bid successfully for funding year in, year out.
I don't get into Garwood's situation. Theirs is very different to yours. They haven't kept the lines of communications open, and you know, they were never funded by the council. I think they lost their funding from London Council. But their situation is very different in terms of their rent rules.
Okay. And you came along with some demands, and I think those demands have been met, actually, and probably surpassed. So I think that's been a good afternoon. Is that okay? We can continue the debate, which is interesting, about support for the voluntary sector and what gets our priority support, etc., going forward. But we'll draw a line under the Feminist Library and this particular debate at this time. But thank you very much indeed for coming. Really appreciate it. And thanks for all your work on this.